Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Many of us use the holiday downtime to think about big new ideas. That's why I like to post about things to think about right about now. And when we see all this media about how popular something is, such as influencer marketing that you and I have been talking about for a long time now, it's easy to forget about the downsides. Now, a lot of this drama could be avoided during the exploration phase. It's amazing how subjective our evaluation of these partnerships can be. So let's drill down on what I mentioned in the post. Here are my favorite factors I tell clients to consider. First up, and yes, I mentioned this in the post, brand alignment. Now, most of us look at synergy. Both sides are in similar markets, but different services or products. Now that's important, especially if we want to amplify our message and target that. But let's go one step further and look at this from a reputation perspective. Let's ask ourselves, does this company do anything that would alienate me from my marketplace? What would folks think of me if I partnered with this company? Those answers can be make or break in our decision. Here's another intangible area to consider. Control. Who writes this content? Who owns this content? Do you have any say in the frequency or distribution? This is important. If your market thinks you've become a shill for anything, even if they like it, your authenticity and expertise just took a nosedive. It is critical that we maintain our independence, and control is one way to ensure that. Look, these partnerships are a double-edged sword. Great for our bottom line, but can cut us out of other opportunities down the road. So let's be careful here. If we go beyond the financial upside of our partnerships, we can increase revenue without the backlash. Best of both worlds. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.